remember walking through the threshold fully, he's, I would say fully clothed, but fully dressed up. He's fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Nice, all right, come on in.
So Adam is, yeah, he's dressed to the nines. You know, I was saying about you earlier. Feel free to grab those because I'll sound much stronger.
Oh, you sound so strong.
Right?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's much better.
This is my radio voice. I was saying to Ellen that you're a Pam. You are a
Pam?
Yeah, a Pam. Because I want to be one.
What is a Pam?
It's a perfectly architecturally manicured guy.
Oh, like, thanks.
I was noticing the lines of your hair are so straight. Right?
Ryan's so, into lines.
The straightest thing about me. Hey.
And so, see, mine are fuzzy. And
oh, I see. Well, I just got a haircut. After right. 2 weeks, it's a mess.
Do you do it on a regular basis, though?
Well, I knew I was coming on Idol, you know, and so I wanted to look my best. And, you know, yeah. I'm dressed up. Why not?
Well, let's talk about that. Adam is filling in for Keith, who sadly couldn't be with us because Nicole's father passed away. So our thoughts and prayers are obviously with Nicole, Keith, and the family. And so Adam is stepping in. And this is interesting for us because you're the first contestant to ever have been on the show to then sit behind the desk and judge with the judges on the show. So this is groundbreaking.
It's great. It's full circle, and it's kind of surreal. I'm sitting there going, oh, this is so strange, but it's such a great opportunity because I feel like I can, as best I can, I can try to help them kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and keep the big picture in mind. Because you're going through it. You're sitting in that room. They've already been through two big rounds of cattle calls.
Yeah.
It's such a process. It's not just, you know, the glimpse of what we see at home on TV. It's a big deal.
Well, rejection sucks. And obviously, all of us have experienced rejection in our lives. I mean, that is, I used to get so nervous going to any audition for hosting a show, but I would feel sick in my stomach. Sometimes I'd turn around and not even go in.
Yeah, and the adrenaline can really, like, throw you off if you're not careful.
So yeah, they say you should jump up and down.
Before you... Really?
To burn off the adrenaline. You got to move.
Yeah, like move and kind of take a deep breath. I've heard the phrase get into your feet, you know, kind of like ground yourself. It's a skill in itself.
Do you try then when you're sitting back there, do you think you'll try and finesse your criticism? Because in your mind, you may be able to say candidly, okay, this sucks or it doesn't work, but you don't really want to say it like that.
You know, whenever I watch the show, this is the part that I sometimes is hard to watch because I feel so bad for the kids that come in there and don't cut it and their dreams are crushed in that moment. And so I've been trying to be sensitive to that. But, I you know, you got to be honest. And I also think that, you know, this is people's, like, livelihood. And I think that if you can just give them some advice, even if they don't make it through, maybe they can get better in the future.
So Adam will be sitting with J-Lo and Harry. Have you ever been close to Jennifer?
I had met her very briefly before, and Harry too. They're both a ton of fun, super down to earth. Harry's a full comedian, as I'm sure you know.
No, he's hysterical.
He's hilarious. Yeah. And Jennifer was so cool. We during one of the breaks, we had this like heart to heart about life in the business and this career, and she's wonderful. I was so blown away by her yesterday.
Do me a favor and just make it subtle. And obviously, I didn't put you
subtle
up to
me.
It.
Yeah. I'll do my best.
Like Ryan Dunk. But I didn't put you up to this, but try and find out who she's seeing. Like I can't figure out if there's a new young boy in her life.
Maybe there is no one. Maybe she is seeing herself. Maybe she's working on herself.
Make yourself useful, Lambert, if you're going to be sitting beside her. Give me this scoop. I mean, that booty video is out. I want to know who's hanging out with her.
Oh, she showed me a little clip of that yesterday. It's hot.
It is.
Oh, get ready for that.
I heard you guys talking about what she was saying something about it, right? She was saying...
She was saying she had fun on set. I mean, I'm not going to give away any of her secrets.
Well, I will. She was saying that she was examining all the frames of those booty shots to make sure that they came out perfectly. I said, well, you don't have to examine. It's like the greatest video. It's Iggy's in it too.
Yeah, exactly.
So all right, let's come back with Adam Lambert here in a second. He was on tour with Queen, and I need to find out, Ellen, what the wildest night with Queen was.
All right, that's what I need to find out.
Coming up. And in the Adam Lambert here, we'll come back in just a second, find out what the craziest night out on tour with Queen was like. Adam Lambert filling in for Keith Urban on a couple of audition days on American Idol and doing a great job. So happy to see you and hang out with you.
Oh, thanks.
And get a chance to watch you give feedback to the contestants who are doing what you did. Now, would you do anything differently because you made almost to the end?
Yeah, almost.
Would you have done anything differently in hindsight?
No, you know, I was really proud of the body of work I did on the show. I had a great time. I think... and most people will say the same thing. I think it takes a second to kind of get comfortable.
Yeah, it does.
And I look back on it, and there were a couple of the songs that I picked and a couple of choices I made that I was like, ooh, whoa.
Right,
you know,
right,
I probably do differently now that I know what I know now.
Right.
But no, I had a good time. I had a good time.
Well, it all paid off. I mean, the guy
things
is,
are going well.
He's fronting Queen.
Right.
So, out on tour over the summer.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I'm sure it was crazy.
Yeah. I was like pinching myself every step of the way. I mean, this is an iconic rock band. It's an honor to be up there singing the songs that Freddie, you know, helped to write and made famous. And we sold out all these arenas. I mean, it was nuts. It was like thousands of people. I couldn't believe it.
I love that you were accepted by the hardcore fans and the new fans, because isn't that what's great?
You know, that was the thing that was intimidating about it, is I knew that this is sacred ground.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I kind of went in cautiously because I was a little concerned about that, and I had to, with the band, figure out how to do it respectfully and make sure that we were communicating that I'm also in love with, you know, the first image of this band that we all know and love.
So you guys are on tour. It's the middle of the tour. You're somewhere. It's Queen. These guys have seen it all.
They have. The stories I could tell you that they told me, I don't think I should. Half of them I don't think
document,
are appropriate.
Do you have like secret footage somewhere?
I have some. Yeah, I got some, you know, little camera videos of us being silly. I mean,
are
we
they
took
still
planes.
Wild?
Well, in their way, yes. I mean, I think Roger's still a little bit more of a party animal. Brian is, you know, a doctor. You know,
right,
so
right.
But they both know how to let their hair down.
And did you let your hair down with them?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We had fun. We had a lot of fun so on the fun. Plane rides in between. We would finish a show and literally jet out the back, you know, sweaty, still in a bathrobe, and drive right to the private jet, which I've never used a private jet. I was like, what, are you kidding me? And we would get on this jet, you know, have a couple glasses of wine and just cackle and laugh about the show. And they would start telling stories. And
you can't believe you're a part of those.
I just can't believe I get to hear these. I mean, that's like the golden age of rock and roll that I'm getting to hear.
Can
about.
You go back to you in a sweaty robe? All right. Let's also get to some Adam's music. You recently tweeted that you're working on completing your third solo album. What can you tell us about how it's coming?
I'm not going to say too much because it's, you know, I like to try to keep things under wraps. I'm not usually actually that good at that,
right.
But I'm trying something new.
Right.
Element of surprise, you know, in this post-Beyonce world. So I'm working on this album. I'm really excited about it. I got signed to another label, which I'm not going to reveal right now, but it's a really good, it's a good deal. And it's
are
a good
there
project.
Collaborations?
I think there will be, yeah. I'm working with an amazing executive producer. Again, I can't say too much, but it's going to be really good.
Well, I know that you were on stage with Gaga not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, she came and joined us in New Zealand, or in Australia for the Queen show.
Are there people that you've had a chance to meet that are well known that are influencing what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to everything. You know, I think it's my responsibility. You got to hear what's going on and what people are doing. And you know, I think genre is kind of becoming this, like, I don't know, I don't think it matters anymore.
It doesn't
matter. You can't sit there and go, oh, you're pop, you're rock, you're dance. I think it's all blending.
Well,
and I think that's what's magic.
Will there be any rap on your album?
I don't know. I actually don't know yet. I mean, there definitely could be a little hint of it.
You know,
here and
you know who's on the beat? Mustard on the beat.
I mean, beat I right certainly now. Will not be rapping. You will
well,
not
we had,
hear
like,
me rapping.
You and Lil Jon, he just came in, so maybe you guys could like do something together.
But he
seriously.
Loves,
what?
Yeah, exactly. He loves the idea of all the walls. Everybody loves the idea. Actually, you know, even since we started hosting this show a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Music was siloed. It was much more siloed.
Mm.
Now the world isn't so siloed.
Right.
And certainly music represents that. And I think that's what's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it allows you to create even deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think putting a bunch of different styles in one song even is kind of like the cool thing now. Fusion and like, oh, it's a little of this, it's a little of that, and that's something new, you know, creating a new sound. That's the fun part.
It's like there was no salted caramel yogurt back in the day. And now everything is salted caramel yogurt.
And bacon chocolate.
Bacon
oh
chocolate.
My God.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Salt. All right. Adam Lambert, thanks for coming by. Good to see
you,
man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Have fun on the
show. See you later.
All right.
See ya.
On air.